Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my woodland could there be words to reveal in a way how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we'll make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weeping older willow, he really knows how to cry, and that's how I'd cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Oh, lullaby of Birdland, kiss me sweet and whisper low, then we'll go flying high in Birdland, up above in the sky, you and I.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you are here to listen to Rock Under the Radar here on, this is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I will be here, as I said, for an hour playing you some all kinds of stuff. I'm gonna start with some local bands. There's so many great local bands in the Boston area, and a lot of shows coming up. And right now, I'm going to have three local bands sharing a bill at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on Friday night. First, I have Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band, and this is The Boys at the Bar from their album, The Courage of the Lonely, their most recent album.
We'll be right back. sons of mothers, troubles like Francine Carruthers, going out, bugging out, blacking out with the brothers, hunting, grunting, scavenging and gathering, whip, blap, blither, blather, blithering and blathering, chit chat, clitter, chatter, chittering and chattering, clickety, 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 each other's pattering, discuss the daily happenings, decipher code and cackling, bringing up what matter and brings in, crying over the sad thing, sipping a cup of shatter, kingdoms, spitting up the chicken wings, digging a water and onion rings, confessing, feeling, flattering, bragging on their batterings, triumphing in the tattering, crying how the static sings for the automatic underlings, pittering, pattering, scattering, imagining, misbanishing, meandering, to win the flick is with the battering.
Where they're coming from, where they grew up, I heard someone bust to stand like a altar boy, all right, like a friendly guy.
Brightness in my life turned gray. I just figured out it's just a little tyke, a rolling down the turnpike. After I stole that bus, I set it aflame. Yeah, I was an M. First bar stool, way before preschool, and I breathe that smoke into my little lungs. I got a tattoo of a naked lady when I was just a baby. I got the tattoo on the soft spot of my head. That walk, don't need that pain.
you just heard some great local music. Started with Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band doing The Boys at the Bar from The Courage of the Lonely. And as I said, they will be playing at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on Friday night, along with the next two bands you heard, which was guitarist Matt York with All Over the Town from his 2017 album Between the Bars. Matt grew up in the greater Boston area, played around the local scene for quite a while, including in his band White Iris, and he hadn't been around for a while. And in 2016, put out a new album, the first he'd released in a long time. Then you heard Trusty Sidekick with Man Boy from their album The Friends of Trusty Sidekick. So those three bands are going to be on the bill at the Midway Friday night. Then you heard Highway Chapel with Darkness from the self-titled album that came out recently. Album or EP or whatever. The band plays like Americana, roots, blues, rock and roll, has members who are in James Strait and the Wide Stance. And Highway Chapel will be playing Saturday at the 4th Annual East Coast Block Party at Sadie's Bar and Grill in Salem, New Hampshire. I think there's around 8 bands on the bill and it starts at 7 p.m. And now it's serious guitar time. And this is actually the first one is actually from a bass player's album, but he's playing with a truly serious guitarist, so it surely counts. This is Sweetest Emotions from the brand new solo album Viva La Rock by Marco Mendoza. And he's probably one of those musicians we've heard many times without realizing it. He's currently in the Dead Daisies, was also in Black Star Riders, the reformed lineup of Thin Lizzy, Blue Murder, Whitesnake, and many others. Marco Mendoza on bass. And the series guitarist here is Denmark's Soren Andersen, who I've played on the show for his solo albums and his band Electric Guitars, and he's also been on Glenn Hughes' 2016 solo album. So here is Marco Mendoza's Sweetest Emotions with Soren Andersen on guitar.
guns are waiting by the back door. Hell waits for everybody now it seems. The first shot rings out into the night. This farm turned into a battlefield.
I'm not a fool, and when I say I got no school. be found. Look and look around, tomorrow we'll be gone by now.
Walking hot coals. Thank you.
And they're off. There's Dad on the inside reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down on the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving. A message from the American Academy.
I don't know what that was. The PSA cut off at the end. I don't know, American Academy, of who it was from. I don't know. I hope that counts as playing it when we don't have the sponsor there. In any case, you just heard Serious Guitar Time, for us being, Sweetest Emotions from Viva La Rock by Marco Mendoza, a bass player, but with a Serious Guitar of Soren Anderson on there. Then you heard Born to be Awesome from the 2013 album Soul Shaker by the Gugan Power Trio. Don't know if I'm pronouncing their name correctly. They're from Indonesia. I don't know how to pronounce them. They're a blues power trio formed in Indonesia in 2004 to play in blues bars in Jakarta. They're also known as the Gugan Blues Shelter. In 2011, they were chosen by a jury of online votes of fans to win the Hard Rock Cafe's Global Battle of the Band, celebrating the Hard Rock Cafe's 40th anniversary. And Gugan is the name of the band's lead singer and series guitarist. And I saw a great show Saturday night at TCAN. It was a celebration of the music of Rory Gallagher with Band of Friends, who were the rhythm section who used to play with Rory, and they were joined by Davy Knowles on guitar. So I couldn't resist playing each of these artists. Davy Knowles, the young blues guitarist from the Isle of Man, started the band Backdoor Slam in 2003-04, went solo in 2009, releasing his first solo album back then. He's played with open for many great musicians, and Joe Satriani called him his new favorite modern-day bluesman. And after a couple of live albums, he released the second studio album, The Outsider, in 2014. And that was the song you heard was from that album. The song was Uprising. Then, of course, Rory Gallagher with Tattooed Lady from his album Irish Tour 74. Sadly, he was under the radar for way too many people for too long. His live performances were great. I once saw him at the Paradise in Boston. He played for about 3 hours. And although he's no longer with us, his music is, and that was a great show celebrating his music on Saturday night. And Davy Knowles and the two guys, I'm sorry, I don't have their names on the tip of my tongue, they were all, we chatted with them afterwards, very, very nice, very gracious folks. Really was a great show. Good people. Now I've got a little bit more local for you, more local music. First, I got the Billy Connors Project with I Know My Place from the 2017 self-titled EP. Members of this band have played in other well-known bands in the Boston scene, and they will be playing Friday night at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown, Mass. That's a pretty cool club, too. It's casual and fun. It's a good place. So here is the Billy Connors Project.
girl's really kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? You and me were meant to be, but I gotta know right now.
All right. I don't know what's going on with some of these songs cutting out a couple of seconds before they should. Nothing I did. I don't know. Maybe that's how the recording came out on, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, you heard most of it anyway. So let's get back to what just heard. First, I played the Billy Connors Project doing I Know My Place from the EP of the same name, of the band's name, the Billy Connors Project. As I said, the members of the band have been in other well-known bands in the Boston scene. I should probably tell you who they are. Billy Connors was in the, who does vocals and guitar, was in The Boys. Adam Sherman, who vocals and guitar, was in Private Lightning and The Souls. Ray Fernandez, on drums and vocals, was in The Atlantics and Primary Colors. Oh, I forgot about that being Primary Colors. I think I saw them way back when. And then their new bassist, Jamie Griffith, who's in The Dirty Truckers. After that, you heard Greg Allen's Fringe Religion with The Elevator Girl, being formed in 2013, but those players have also been around for a long time, played with lots of different cats. And Billy Connors Project and Greg Allen's Fringe Religion will both be on the bill at the Tavern at the End of the World on Friday night. Then you heard Martin Sexton with Diner from his 1996 album Black Sheep. A Syracuse native, Sexton moved to Boston in 1988 and started playing street corners and open mics. In 91, he released some self-produced demos, and in 94, was given the National Academy of Songwriters Artist of the Year Award. So he released a number of albums and started his own label, Kitchen Table Records, in 2001. Had a number of songs used in movies and TV shows. And Martin Sexton will be at the Cabot Theater in Beverly on Friday night and at the Narrows Center for the Arts in Fall River, Mass. On Saturday night. This is wild. I think it seems like just about, no, not quite every, except for all the serious guitars, just about every band I've played is playing this week in town. And that gets me to the last song I played, and that was Zappa Plays Zappa doing Frank Zappa's Peaches on Regalia, which was originally on his Hot Rats album in 1969. And Zappa won a Grammy Award in 2009 for Best Instrumental Performance. I don't know if I'd call this song rock, but, you know, the Grammys, they gave Jethro Tull an award for Best Metal, so, you know, whatever. this being started in 2006 when Dweezil put together a group of excellent musicians to play his dad's music to keep it alive and bring it to new generations. The players have changed, but tends to include a lot of unknown young musicians and sometimes some older musicians who played with Frank. The first year they were out, I've seen them a couple of times. The first year they were out, they had some, I remember when I saw them, they